Yet why should you go about with an oppressive weight at your heart when you might relieve yourself of it and move amongst your fellows heart-free and cheerful? No man carries a load upon his back except to necessarily transfer something from one place to another. He does not saddle his shoulders with a perpetual burden and then regard himself as a martyr for his pains. And why should you impose upon your mind a useless burden and then add to its weight the miseries of self-condolence and self-pity? Why not abandon both your load and your misery and thus add to the gladness of the world by first making yourself glad? No reason can justify and no logic support the ceaseless carrying of a grievous load. As in things material, a load is only undertaken as a necessary means of transference and is never a source of sorrow, so in things spiritual, a burden should only be taken up as a means toward some good and necessary end, which, when attained, the burden is put aside. And the carrying of such a burden, far from being a source of grief, would be a cause for rejoicing.